Hello, this is Clinton.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing today, sir?
I'm okay.
Awesome. My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Wisconsin Opinion Surveys. Now, we are conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely, probably, 50-50 chances, or you're not going to vote.
Probably.
Okay. Now, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
And if you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
43.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Let me read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. Now, you can rate them on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on, okay? 10, most important, 5, somewhat, 0, not important at all. Reducing crime and gun violence.
6.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
7.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
9.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
7.
Making housing more affordable.
8.
Do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Now, could you please rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100? 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, very cold and unfavorable. 50, that you're in the middle. The Food and Drug Administration or FDA. Could you please rate your feelings from 0 to 100?
85.
Joe Biden.
80.
Republicans in Congress.
40.
Okay. Now, we're almost halfway done, okay? I would like to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on for each risk rating on scale from 0 to 10. How important what issue that is, okay? 10, most important. 5, somewhat. 0, not important at all. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
5.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
8.
Banning different tobacco products for adults.
7.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
8.
It's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose a ban?
Probably. I would say oppose.
Okay. Would you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Can you repeat the question?
Would you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Support.
And would you somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and over brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Benefits.
More benefits, somewhat, or much more benefit?
Somewhat.
Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction or prohibition?
Harm reduction.
Let me read to you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each outcome, please let me know how concerned you are about that outcome. Loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Would you be very concerned, somewhat, not very, or not at all concerned that will come to pass?
Not very concerned.
What about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes? Are you very concerned, somewhat, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not very concerned.
And we're almost done, okay, sir? Just two more minutes, okay?
Okay.
We're almost about 80% done. Now, let me read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate them using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5, somewhat, and 0, not at all. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this statement?
7.
Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. How much do you agree with this statement?
4.
Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through harm reduction cessation support. How much do you agree with this statement?
8.
Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I support that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. And regardless of what you said on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Benefits.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
And would you be willing, more or less willing, to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults or has no impact on your decision on who to vote for?
Has no impact.
In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Pipe tobacco?
No.
Soda pop?
Yes.
Cigars?
No.
Wine?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Electronic cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Beer?
Yes.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
what was the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduate, some college, college graduate, postgraduate.
Postgraduate.
Are you married, single, separated, divorced, widow, and married living with a partner?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Urban, okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much. We are complete with the survey. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful
day. You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh.